News with Nick, March 13th, 2020. I don't know how long this show is going to go. I don't have a ton of stuff, but I really felt that we needed to all be together in this moment of crisis. Listen, I'm not a Portman show expert around here. So a week ago we did a show. You can check it out, newswithnick.com. Check out the video version of the show. Check out the video version of this show. Type your phone number into the right-hand toolbar and get updates as long as the cell system continues to run in this collapsing society that we find ourselves facing this week. So here I am. Download all of the back archives because maybe the internet will not exist in a week. And then you can just listen to me whenever you feel like it, right? So let's get into it. 1 week ago, I did a show and I briefly touched on what they are calling the coronavirus or the COVID-19. I'm not sure if it's pronounced COVID or if we go just COVID-19 because I don't watch any news. So I don't really know what's happening. And then I'd read a thing from my work and said, oh, okay, so the cafeteria is going to close. They're overreacting. They're packaging up salads. We don't have our salad bar anymore. Everything's ruined. And since a week ago, a lot has changed. Let's get into it. I suppose this was just a couple hours ago. Our fearless leader, or whatever.
Unleash the full power of the federal government in this effort today. I am officially declaring a national emergency. Two very big words. The action.
I cannot believe he said that, by the way. Those are two big words. National and emergency. It took me a long time to write those down on this piece of paper. Pretty big words. What is he doing? Anyway, let's listen. I'll try not to interrupt, but okay.
A national emergency. Two very big words. The action I am taking will open up access to up to $50 billion of very important and a large amount of money for states and territories and localities in our shared fight against this disease. In furtherance of the order, I'm urging every state to set up emergency operation centers effective immediately. I'm also asking every hospital in this country to activate its emergency preparedness plan so that they can meet the needs of Americans everywhere. Using federal emergency authorities, the FDA approved a new test for the virus. We did this within hours after receiving the application from Roche, a process that would normally take weeks. We therefore expect up to 500,000 additional tests will be available early next week. At the same time, we've been in discussions with pharmacies and retailers to make drive-through tests available in the critical locations identified by public health professionals. The goal is for individuals to be able to drive up and be swabbed without having to leave your car. And this will pass. This will pass through and we're going to be even stronger for it.
Okay, so that was a bunch of clips from about an hour-long press conference that Trump had. He is using two big words, national and emergency, and declaring that a whole bunch of very important, a big amount of money can be made available to combat this sickness. So it sounds like what they want to do is get the tests going, get people in a drive-up situation where you can just drive into the testing facility, get your mouth swabbed, and get right out of there and be like, do you have the coronavirus or do you not have the coronavirus? Okay? Everyone, all they hear is coronavirus. It's the only thing I've ever heard people talk about this week, and every company is reacting, right? I'm not going to say they're overreacting. Every company is reacting, and probably everyone who has a job has had information from their higher-ups going, oh, I don't know, do you want to work from home or not? All right, so we got this week information from our managers like, if you want to start doing a rotation where you work from home some days and don't other days, that's fine. And as long as you just coordinate it, it's great. So you're only going to have like 2/3 of the people in the building at any given time. Okay. I don't know. Is that really what the CDC says to do? It's because like the fewer people go in any place at any given time, the less likely this is to spread. Only thing is, it's not even in our area, right? I guess we don't know if it is yet. Maybe that's what they're saying, is that there's not enough testing. So we don't know if the coronavirus has spread to our area. Maybe it has, and maybe people are getting sick, but it doesn't appear to be that way, right? It's not like you hear, oh, Joe, Sam, and Sally, all from accounting, are home sick this week with like similar symptoms. I'm not hearing that. Maybe you guys are hearing that, but it doesn't look that way so far. Sounds like people in the area are not getting sick, and it's been hopefully properly contained to some small areas. Now, there is a map. It's been put out by John Hopkins, and this is what it looks like. And you always watch those apocalyptic movies where it's like the bombs, they're spreading, the virus, it's spreading across the whole world. Look, look at it. And every person who uses a computer goes, that's not what it would look like. They wouldn't spend all this time to make a GUI to control the virus. That's stupid and that's not real. Well, they did. Okay, so here's what it looks like. This, apparently, I've done some research, is not 100% accurate because yesterday there was a case in Alaska and Alaska has no dots in it, right? And then I asked about this and someone responded to me and said that it appears as if the data has become less accurate in the last 48 hours, which is a little bit alarming, right? Are they not updating it for a reason? Are they not updating it because there's too much data to go in and they can't? Or have they just simply lost track of what's going on around here? But if we zoom into our area, which is New England, there's about 6 dots, right? One in New York, one in Connecticut, one in whatever state that is, Rhode Island, one in Massachusetts, and one in New Hampshire. And it's a little further north in New Hampshire. And where we are is not near any of these, right? It's not like we have a confirmed case of this virus in our area. Now, I guess the question is, how easy does it spread, right? I'm not an expert. I'm not a scientist. I'm not here to educate you on that. I do a lot of pondering here and don't give many answers because this show is as much about me getting my thoughts into the world as you guys listening to them. Maybe you'll learn something. Maybe I learn something. Maybe we don't. I guess the question is, do we wake up a week from now and all of these dots have just spread all over the place because it's been spreading and we don't know? I don't know either. So that's the question right now. Now, there are some high-profile people that have caught this. Tom Hanks, right? And Tom Hanks' wife. Now, they were in Australia. And let's see. I think there was a mayor somewhere and some other people who are like, I got the coronavirus. But for all of them, it appears to not be affecting them too badly. The symptoms are mild if you're healthy, and they're killer if you're not. So at this website, there's 145,000 confirmed cases. Let's break out Calc on Windows. And it says that there's 5,400 deaths so far. If we go, so 5,400 divided by 145,000, that's 0.037. That seems like a lot. That's, is that 3.7%? Because if so, I think that I'm pretty good at math, and that's what that means. That's pretty bad. Although other stations are saying, like, oh, it's only a 2% fatality rate. That's still pretty bad. Okay, so we do have a virus out there that isn't treating people who catch it all that great. Now, again, this is probably a 3.7% or 2%, whoever you want to ask, mortality rate of people who have been tested and confirmed, right? If you come down with a sickness and you're a healthy man and your head hurts and you're coughing for 6 days, who's male and 20 to 40 age bracket goes to the stupid doctor for a headache that lasts 4 days? Nobody, right? So imagine how many people have gotten that across all of the countries and it's gone away and they've been fine. No way to know, but just imagine it. Now, according to this map, 70,000 people have recovered, pretty much half. 50% of the confirmed cases are now marked as a recovered case. Yes, confirmed cases, I'm assuming it means cumulative. It actually does not clarify here. I think that's what they mean. 144,000 total cases. Yeah. That's what this map says. That's what this chart says here. And half of them are recovered. That's pretty good, right? Maybe the media should be leading with this. Half of the people who got it in the world so far that we know of are done having gotten it. Okay? Great. Instead, nope, it's just news after news after news of this is awful, how bad it is, it's going to spread, stop going out, don't talk to anyone, don't touch anyone. We've started learning all new terms that you people have probably never used before in your life. Social distancing, right? That's now the new buzzword. Don't get close to people. Be socially distant. Don't go to meetings. Don't talk to anyone. Now, hopefully, maybe after this, we'll stop shaking hands all the time, right? Let's see here. Okay, so at work, like I was saying, they're going through, they're saying, who wants to work from home, who doesn't? I'm not working from home. I told my manager this today. But as it stands now, I have no plans to not come in, and I will keep coming in. And he said, fine. Like a lot of people are doing that. This message went out this afternoon after I left. Effective Tuesday, March 13th. Now, March 13th is not Tuesday because March 13th is today. So let's assume they mean March 17th, right? Effective Tuesday, March 17th. Everyone entering the site will have to complete a daily temperature check upon entry. Thermal scanning will be used to avoid contact. Details on site access point and screening locations will be defined in another location. Employees with temperatures higher than 100 degrees Fahrenheit will be sent home with instructions on case management protocols, and approved visitors will not be allowed on site if their temperature is greater than 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Do not come into work if you have had a fever or have been in contact with any known cases of coronavirus. Okay, fine. But now we've turned the world into a place where I'm going to be walking into work and there's going to be a man in a white suit with a little machine that goes, bzz, bzz, you're good. Bzz, bzz, you're good. Bzz, bzz, beep, 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 beep. And then three other men tackle me because my temperature is a little high. Is that what we're going for? So the chat says that those dots are just one in the center of each state. They're not actually localized. That's actually, if you scroll across it, that actually looks accurate. They're putting a dot in each state. Oh. Well, I don't know. I guess it's everywhere then. But the dot in New Hampshire is still pretty small, so that's a good sign. And there's no dot in Alaska yet. Even though there was apparently a case yesterday. Okay, so they stopped tracking the exact location, it looks like. They're just putting a dot in every state. I didn't have much time to plan for this. I prepped for the show in about an hour. We've trained everyone to start with these terms, social distancing, and we've also trained everyone to start being super paranoid about everything. I heard that someone walked up the stairs and they were out of breath from walking up the stairs, and someone else told them to go to the nurse because they spotted someone out of breath. Because one of the main symptoms of the coronavirus is the respiratory difficulties, right? And I don't even know what it's like to have respiratory difficulties. Sometimes you guys feel like, oh, I wonder, I can't even get a breath right now. Right? I mean, I just ran, and I ran an okay speed, so I assume I don't have respiratory difficulties. Guess we'll just go with that for now. But this is turning everyone insane. It's like that Sliders episode, Fever, back in 1995. It was one of the first worlds they visited where they slide into the world, and everyone's got the flu. And if anyone coughs around anyone else, they immediately side-eye them and call the CDC. And then, like I said, men with white suits come in and take these people away because you coughed. Everyone's super scared out there. All right, so let's go into some of the other stuff that's happened in the past week. We had this NBA player. He goes to a press conference and he thinks he's super funny. He's being all level one, so he gets up from the table and he touches all of the microphones on the table. His name is Rudy Gobert. And he touches all the microphones with his hands. He's like, coronavirus is stupid. I'm going to touch all these microphones. How dare you guys be scared by coronavirus, you idiots. Rudy Gobert tests positive for coronavirus. Of course, we live in a joke world that's simulated by the men above us. And they were like, that guy just touched all those microphones. I'm going to drag and drop the coronavirus thing onto his little character and see how the world reacts now. Watch this. The NBA has suspended its season until further notice after Utah Jazz player tested positive Wednesday for coronavirus, a move that came only hours after the majority of the league's owners were leaning toward playing games without fans in the arenas. So they were going to keep playing, no fans, and now they're just going to cancel. Now there will be no game at all, at least for the time being. A person with knowledge of the situation said the Jazz player who tested positive was Rudy Gobert. The NBA is suspending gameplay following the conclusion of tonight's schedule of games until further notice. This is really uncommon, but not unprecedented, that official, like professional sporting organizations would cancel or suspend their season. So this was basketball, NBA. They were the first ones to do it. Fine. Okay. Maybe that'll be it. Like a day later, the NHL was like, after tonight's games, no more games. It's this coronavirus thing. We can't be risking it. Okay. Well, hopefully that's all it is, right? The XFL has announced that it won't be playing the rest of its 2020 season, following other major sports leagues who canceled games, suspended their seasons, or delayed their starts. The XFL released a statement Thursday. Didn't cite the coronavirus for the reason. For canceling instead, currently the XFL will not be playing its regular season games. However, all players will be paid their base pay and benefits for the 2020 regular season. All XFL ticket holders will be issued refunds or credit toward future games. This one's a little bit more interesting to me. Maybe not to anyone else. Maybe everyone's just like, yeah, cancel everything, right? You go on social media, and for a while, there were two schools of thought. There were everyone stop freaking out about the coronavirus. It's nothing. And even if it is something, I hope the weak die. And then there was the other side, which is like, guys, listen to the experts. Don't go out. Wash your hands. Be careful. This is serious. It's getting bad. And in my experience, it was split on party lines. The Republicans were like, stop freaking out. And the Democrats were like, freak out. Everyone, like, pay attention to the CDC, right? Or let's say this nicer. The Republicans were like, it's no big deal. Let the weak die, LOL. And the Democrats were like, let's listen to the experts and try to be more careful. I don't know who's right. I'm just reporting on what I'm seeing out there. And that is interesting that it was split politically, because that it doesn't seem to be a political issue. It just seems to be like a, I don't know, an issue, but maybe the Republicans just don't like listening to people. That's not a site that I cared about. So the XFL cancels the season. The XFL was a league of eight teams. Eight teams only played once a week. So four total games a week on the weekends. And it's not like they were the NFL. These stadiums were not packed. It was like, to go to an XFL game, it was like two guys were sitting around on Sunday morning and they were like, oh, bro, what do you want to do today? Oh, yeah, the XFL game. You want to go to the XFL game? Sure, I don't know. I got nothing better to do. So you walk down to the XFL game, pay like $25 and go in. Okay, it's probably a little more than that, but you get the picture. This is not a major event, right? And there's only four a week. Now, the NBA has like 30 teams and they play about three games a week or something like that, right? If you played every other day, you played about three games a week. If there's 30 teams, they play 15 games. I'm not sure how the NBA schedule works. I really sound like an idiot right now, but like that's 45 to 50 games a week. That's way more than four. So that makes sense that you'd cancel that. A lot more motion going around. I feel like they could have kept the XFL. We need something for people to feel like things are still normal, because things are getting real unnormal out there. I've always been the one that says, guys, stop freaking out. people who yell that Trump is the worst president we've ever seen. I'm like, no, look at like Lyndon Johnson, who literally pulled out his Johnson and urinated on Social Security guards, Secret Service men. That's reported. But no, Trump's the worst because he says rude things and has an awkward handshake. Okay, fine. Trump's probably an idiot too, but it's not the worst we've ever been, right? People go, look at all the mass shootings. Look at all the violence. Everyone's so violent. I'm like, no, look at the stats. We're actually not that violent. And you're hearing about more shootings because it's in the news. And because the news hypes up the shootings, you get these copycat shooters who go out there for fame. The news is causing it. This is a little unprecedented where all these sports are canceling, right? And coming up in April was going to be the Boston Marathon. And of course, everyone is going, are we going to see the Boston Marathon canceled? And the Boston Marathon has been postponed to September 14th. Our expectation, and it's an expectation and a hope right now, is that this date will get us to a safer place in relation to the spread of coronavirus, said Mayor Walsh, who was joined by Governor Charlie Baker. The announcement came soon after nearly all sports leagues suspended play in response to the growing concern surrounding the coronavirus outbreak. The 2020 Boston Marathon is the first to be delayed in the race's 124-year history. Walsh said the rescheduled date jumped around like a pinball as organizers worked to find a time that would not interfere with college move-ins and scheduled construction, among other factors. It's my opinion, as a low-level runner who knows frickin' nothing about scheduling the Boston Marathon, that they should have just canceled the Boston Marathon. You're going April, May, June, July, August, September. You're pushing a major marathon by 5 months. You don't train for an April marathon and be ready in September. You have to retrain, right? This is stupid. Your training cycle is basically lost, and you have to do it again. You can't just keep marathon shape for 5 months. You got to restart from base. A. B. A whole bunch of professional runners run the Boston Marathon. And these professional runners only run like 3 marathons a year, and they try to schedule them out, like the Boston Marathon, the Olympics, and Chicago or something. I don't know. Or Berlin. Moving the Boston Marathon 5 months is insane, and it messes up the entire running world. To have to do it in September? Cancel it, do it next April, right? Sorry, everyone, canceled it. But I guess they want to be able to use those shirts they ordered. So I don't know. That's just my opinion. So we were down to like one sport left to go, and it's the sport everyone hates. But everyone's like, well, if I got to watch it, I'm going to watch it. Except NASCAR has postponed its next two race weekends, calling off Atlanta and Homestead Miami Speedway amid the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. The series announced Friday. We believe this decision is in the best interest of the safety and well-being of our fans, competitors, officials, and everyone associated with the sport. We will continue to monitor this dynamic situation as we assess future race events. So the next scheduled one is March 29th, which is in 2 weeks. Do you guys think that this is going to be better in 2 weeks? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe we should keep watching this chart and go, hey guys, it's okay. The total recovered is coming up. People who are testing positive are recovering, so it's okay. Nobody freak out. But everyone's starting to freak out. So we've got canceled sporting events. That doesn't just affect our entertainment. This affects everyone who works for these sporting organizations, everyone who works at the stadiums, everyone who sells concessions, these idiot street vendors. You know, it's like Joe Bob and his son sell Italian sausage outside the stadium 3 nights a week and go, sweet, we just made $500 to $1,000 by standing out here for 3 nights, and we can now afford to live. This affects everything. This affects all of the economy that goes into this stuff, right? And all these people are affected. There's no way I can fully understand how that is, but it can't frickin' possibly be good. Okay? All right. So, we've got sporting events getting canceled. Let's see what else is getting canceled. Louisiana's presidential primary election will be delayed. This is getting into territory of dictatorship. Right? Not quite, but this doesn't all come overnight. This is how it starts. Everyone's probably looking at me going, Nick, you're saying not to panic, but look at all the stuff you're reading to try to panic us. The presidential primary elections in Louisiana slated for April will be delayed by 2 months, the latest in a series of dramatic steps government leaders have taken to slow the spread of the new coronavirus. Okay, great. I hope that there are stats out there right now that the coronavirus spread has been slowed. And I think that there are, as in terms of like Italy and stuff, that they've said, oh yeah, the spread has slowed down because Italy is under full lockdown right now. And we can read about that in a second, and I should. I thought I had an article up about it. Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin, blah, 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 said Friday they would use a provision of state law that allows them to move any election in an emergency situation to delay the primary. They can move any election in an emergency situation? The presidential primaries initially scheduled for April 4th will now be held June 20th. Okay, fine. It's just a primary. Everyone goes, okay, it's just a primary. I hope that we aren't saying this in November. Remember back when it was just a primary? All right. We have New York. New York has now banned events with more than 500 people, shutting down Broadway and amid coronavirus spread. New York will ban events of 500 people or more amid, and impose restrictions on restaurants, bars, and other venues as part of its effort to stop the spread of the novel coronavirus. Let's see what Andrew Cuomo has to say because I am tired of talking.
Reduce the spread besides testing is reduce the density of people. We all talked about how it's contagious, touching surfaces, etc. Reduce the density. So we're going to take very dramatic actions in that regard to reduce the number of people in contagious environment. No gathering with 500 people or more. From 0 to 500, we're reducing the occupancy by 50%. So 50% of your seated capacity is the new capacity for a facility. Those new rules will go into effect 5 o'clock on Friday. Except for the Broadway theaters in Manhattan, where it will go into effect 5 o'clock today. Yes, that's only several hours, but we've already been talking to the Broadway theaters, and they are aware that we're going to be doing this, so they have notice. These rules don't apply to schools, hospital, nursing homes, mass transit facilities.
Okay, now I wasn't aware of that second part of this because I didn't read the article. Bars, restaurants, and other venues with listed occupancy of less than 500 will have their capacity temporarily slashed by 50%, Cuomo said. New York will impose sweeping restrictions on nursing homes across the state, prohibiting anyone but medical staff to enter in hopes of preventing infection on the elderly. Oh, I should call my grandma. Crap, it's past her bedtime. I should have scheduled to call her and been like, how's it going at the nursing home? Well, she's in assisted living. It's not a nursing home. Maybe we should call my mother, see what's up. Does she have any info on this? Because this is getting crazy. So probably everyone's thinking, oh, what's restricting by 50% going to do? Okay, I don't know. I think, because I want to bring you all of the info, is that the theory is that yes, okay, fine. It could still spread to 50% of the restaurant, but it's better than 100%. We've accepted the fact that people are going to get the coronavirus. We don't think that we're going to squash it at the one guy who got tested, and that's it. But we want to slow it from spreading, because if we slow it from spreading, it's better to get sick in a month when there's probably more medicine available because we know how to treat it. There might be more capacity in the hospitals if people get sick slower than if we all went to the restaurant today and got sick. I guess is the theory. I hope it works, right? I'm getting a little nervous here. Again, here's a situation where the state is just coming in and saying, you know what? Your restaurant, you were going to make, I don't know, $20,000 revenue tonight, whatever. Guess what? you're making $10,000 revenue tonight because it's 50%. So you are going to pay 10 waitresses tonight. You're going to pay 5 waitresses tonight. So 5 waitresses don't get paid, or 10 get paid half as much. I don't know. Right? Like, this has to affect someone pretty bad. I'm sort of isolated from this so far because I have a normal, I just go to an office, I sit around, I go home, and money appears in my bank. Right? But these people in the service and hospitality industry, this has got to be getting bad and probably a little scary. All right, so we had New York banning gatherings of over 500 people, not to mention level one, blah, 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 First Amendment. How can you ban gatherings? Right? You just call it an emergency and you can ban a gathering. If they can ban it at 500, they can ban it at 250. They can ban it at 50. They can ban it at 10. Right? I mean, at some point, I guess the Supreme Court could step in and say, nope, that's too small to ban. But they're setting the precedent that they can do it. Oh, speaking of 250, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker on Friday announced, this was not me messing up. It literally says announced in the article. Announced a ban on gatherings of more than 250 people amid the outbreak of the novel coronavirus. Why do people keep saying novel coronavirus? Did the other one just say novel coronavirus? They just use the same words. Is that its new name? Baker said in a news conference the state had issued guidance prohibiting such gatherings, which include leisure gatherings, faith-based events, sporting events with spectators, concerts, and conventions. The order does not apply to normal operations at airports, bus and train stations, libraries, medical facilities, hospitals, shopping centers, stations, he said. So traveling is still completely fine, apparently. Baker said that health officials were not recommending that school districts issue system-wide closures at this time. Okay, whew, let's not, please. I'm begging you, keep the world the same. Health and education officials issued guidance to superintendents earlier in the day about when to close schools, for how long, and about measures to prevent the spread of the disease. Schools should monitor students and issue temporary closures to allow time for cleaning before reopen. Okay. Fine. In Italy, here's what it looks like. The local chef did not expect police to swoop in when he paused to take a picture of the city's renowned Spanish Steps, which were once free of hordes of tourists, were free of hordes of tourists as a result of the sweeping coronavirus lockdown. Officers handed Andrea Misery a fine between 60 and 80 euros because he didn't have the correct permission to leave his home. He says, it's fine now can happen if you're going anywhere without any reason. So at the moment, it's like a curfew, he told NBC News right after the incident on Thursday. It's too strict. Italians throughout the country of 60 million people are coming to terms with the new reality that's been imposed, nationwide restrictions on movement. The mood on the streets of Italy's capital is uncertain. People remain unsure as to how they will cope, stuck at home for days on end, and with many anxious about their next paycheck. So, I'm not in Italy, right? I've not done much research into people who are. The chef does not think Italians will cope well with social isolation. More than 2 weeks, he says they can't handle. He said, adding that those who did not work for the government or big corporations were particularly concerned about what would happen to their jobs and their pay. The coronavirus has already affected the Italian economy, which saw stocks slide almost 17% on Thursday, the biggest one-day loss in value on record. The Italian government was due to approve Friday a plan of how it will spend the first package of around $13 billion out of $28 billion set aside to tackle the economic impact. So now we're getting the government involved in the markets to try to fix what's broken because of these lockdowns, because of the virus, right? Bitcoin crashed like a ton. It lost like 40% of its value this week. So that's crazy. The stocks went down a whole ton. And then today, on Friday, they went back up again. And so who knows? I guess maybe things have recovered. So Italy is on lockdown, and it's only a matter of time before the U.S. is on lockdown. Everyone brace for it, right? If they can do it in Watertown, if they can do it for less than 250 people gathering just on a whim and call it an emergency, they can do it, right? You think you're free? I don't think so. So I just got back from the store, right? So after I went running, I went to the store. And here's how things have gone, right? For 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, hand sanitizer was out across the country. Could not find hand sanitizer. And then Lysol wipes were out. And then toilet paper started selling out, right? And then that just became funny. That was just a joke. It was like, LOL, toilet paper. Who's buying that up? And why? You go to any store now, the toilet paper is gone. Okay? Head on over to Amazon, type in toilet paper. It is gone. There are some weird, like, things that look like toilet paper that you can order. Who knows what it is? It's probably just paper on a roll that they've called toilet paper, and you put it in your bathroom. If you look up Charmin, a couple days ago, I looked up Charmin, and it said stuff like, out of stock until April 13th. I'm like, oh my God, a month. A month out, we're out of toilet paper in this country. For a month, Amazon, of all places, cannot get their hands on any. I look up Charmin today. I don't even see out of stock until April 13th. I just see nothing. I see currently unavailable, or it doesn't even show up as a result. They've taken it off because they don't want people to start panicking. Oh, hey, here's some Cottonelle toilet paper. Wait, hang on. What is this? 9 mega rolls? Is this in stock? Nope, currently unavailable. We don't know when or if this item will be back in stock. There's no toilet paper. This makes no sense, right? And I'm sure I'm level one for saying this. You guys have all thought this. You guys have already probably heard this. Toilet paper serves no purpose, period, for anyone at any time, right? No, it serves no practical purpose. It serves no survival purpose. It serves no purpose that you cannot replicate with a sock and a little bit of water, right? But no, everyone ran to the store and they bought toilet paper, and it hit the news that people are buying toilet paper, quote unquote. So then you go to the store and it becomes funny if you see any toilet paper. You take a picture and you go, LOL, toilet paper's fine. Posted to Facebook, LOL, this is perfectly fine. 2 days later, guess what happened? The toilet paper's gone. Or you start seeing it going and you heard in the news that people are buying it, so you grab it and put it in your cart for no reason, or other than that everyone else is doing it. This is called being an idiot. No, I don't know what this is called. I assume the term is panic buying. People are just buying stuff for no reason. There's no logical explanation that I can think of for this having happened other than the media fed it and made it happen. And it's affecting everyone now. This is not like Tide Pods, where LOL, people eat Tide Pods. Don't eat Tide Pods, you idiot kids. Every kid in the country is eating. No, nobody ate a Tide Pod. Right? This is actually happening. The toilet paper is gone. So I go to the store, and just to see for myself, just to make sure, yes, the toilet paper is gone. I walk the pasta aisle. The pasta aisle still has pasta. For now. Okay? The sanitizing wipes for the carts that you pick up at the front, there's just a sign on it that says, sorry, no sanitizing wipes. So I go to the checkout eventually, and they actually go, want some hand sanitizer? And I'm like, no, thank you. The lady behind me takes some. I'm not taking any, not because I'm irresponsible, but because I'm saving it for the old people. Right? I'm sacrificing myself for them. Another funny thing, I start checking out and I pull a puke. I tap my pockets and I go, where's my wallet? And I didn't have my wallet on me. I'm like, great. It's the apocalypse. I don't have my wallet. So I run to my car, can't find it for like 10 seconds. And then I find it like laying on my seat, blending in with my leather seat. So thank God, still have my wallet in the apocalypse. Right? Apparently herd mentality in a crisis, people buy the biggest item, and since toilet paper roll is usually in huge bags, people grab it. Maybe. I mean, paper towels are still fine. There's still plenty of paper towels so far, which is what I'm getting to. Pasta is running out. The pasta shelves are pretty bare. There's probably about, I don't know, 15% of the pasta that is normally there. And I'm looking at that shelf, I'm like, if I bought all of this pasta, right, I could eat all this pasta for a month. There's no point in me buying all of this pasta. Of course not. I buy one box of pasta. What does the next guy in the store do? Grabs 10 to 12 boxes of spaghetti and walks down the aisle with it under his chin to his cart. So the pasta is selling out. There's still a lot of canned soup, but it's selling out, right? There was no chicken for burritos. Don't be scared, everyone. But everyone else is getting scared, and we've already proven it by the fact that they panic bought the toilet paper, right? So I'm hoping that this doesn't get worse. I'm hoping that, no, the food supply is still fine. There are not people that are going to start disrupting the food supply, unless it does, right? What if, I don't know, batch of ground beef tests positive for coronavirus? What if that happened? What if that happened and we had to start recalling food? What if this happens? What if people who are supposed to be working food start calling out more? What if the truck drivers start calling out more? Because we're pushing this narrative on people. If you feel sick, don't come to work. If you feel sick, don't come to work. Now, let's say in the past, if you felt sick, I don't know, everyone's felt sick a little bit, and you 75% of the time get up and you go into work. And right now, if you feel sick, I don't know, there's probably a 99% chance you don't have the coronavirus. But anyone feeling a little sick, you're like, your head hurts, right? You're like, oh my God, I have the coronavirus. Because why? Because the media is saying everyone has it. So everyone's calling in. They're saying, I feel a little sick. I'm not going to come in. What happens when everyone who feels a little sick starts calling in? Do the trucks stop running? Does the food stop getting made? Does it stop making it to the shelves? Do people start panic buying? And then do you start panic buying because other people are panic buying? I don't know, right? This apocalypse is not coming for us, you know, overnight. But is it coming? Because a week, 2 weeks ago, this toilet paper thing was a funny joke that was going to blow over. Amazon won't even list it now. We have no toilet paper. And this is where it starts. So nobody panic, please, or you're going to make it worse. I'm so scared. Don't panic. I'm panicking. This has been News with Nick. Head to the website if you want to watch the video version of this show. The thing is, this isn't like people panic buying for a snowstorm, where it blows over in a week and you're buying food at most to get snowed in, or maybe your power will go out. Ooh, and you want to make sure you have enough food for the power outage. This is different. We don't know when the storm is coming, and we don't know when it's getting better. And it doesn't look like it is getting better. It looks like it's only getting worse. People are only more reacting, more doing these things where, oh, we're going to scan people at the doorways. And the fact that the pasta is running out today is kind of alarming, because we don't know what's coming or when the storm will be over and how bad it will get before it is. That's the main thing here. That's the main difference between this and any other, quote, hoard slash panic buying that I've seen. Yeah, and I was standing in the store and I was going, should I just load the cart with everything I see? And I go, no, because there's one of two options. It's coming. The shortages are coming, or they're not. And the only way they're not is if we stop panicking. And if they do come, me panicking and buying will only put off my death by a couple months. So I don't know. I guess we'll find out what happens. I got some stew. I'll probably live for a little bit. But I don't feel like at this point there is any practical way to get ready for this. If it really is going to be bad, I don't think that there's a practical way to stock up now. I don't know. Maybe you could just get a bunch of Lucky Charms and eat that for a couple months. Okay, well, everyone, Have a fun night. Thanks for hanging out with us in the scariest time of all times. And see you in a week if the internet still exists or something like that. Bye. Music is the answer.